friend recently sent me a link to the new album Circle Line, released by Berlin early music group Laut & Company. I was struck by the cover, the map of the Ringbahn in Berlin, the railway line which encloses the inner city districts in Berlin, and where this Baroque ensemble is based. Though Laut & Company is associated with Baroque music, they've recently become involved in interesting crossover projects where they mix Baroque with contemporary music. They use an intriguing instrumental combination of strings, lute, gamba, cornetos, trombone, as well as saxophone and percussion. In this album, they bring together music of minimalist composers and the 15th century composer Guglielmo de Fay. With 500 years between them, there's a common thread, the idea of rhythmic and melodic repetition. De Fay often used a technique called isorhythm, where a voice in the work has a rhythmic pattern which is repeated and thus unifies a work. This brought together the complex polyphonic motets and masses. So too, the minimalist works of Steve Reich and Philip Glass are underpinned by repeated melodic or rhythmic motifs, like the Circle Line. This joins Renaissance with minimalism. My favorite track is the last one on the album, Close Cover. This is by Wim Mertens, a Belgian composer, countertenor, and musicologist who has an interest in minimalist music. Close Cover was first released in 1983 in a collection called Café Del Mar. The repetitive bass has a timeless quality, and the Laut & Company's arrangement for lute and strings and cornetto reinforces this. Here is Wim Mertens' Close Cover, performed by Laut & Company. Wim Mertens' Close Cover, performed by Laut & Company. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FML website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FML.